This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, I want you to know that right now, one of our usual guests is over in Barcelona, weaving in and out of LaGuardia Seville. He's in the middle of the Catalonian revolt. And that's what he does for his vacation. So, big shout out to Stephen D'Andrilli. Hope you keep your head down. But, of course, I still have the gentleman that will bring it. So joining me from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz, and from the Seneca Gun Range is John DeLoca. Hello, guys.
Good evening, Bill.
Hello, how are you, Bill?
So, Roger, I spoke with you today earlier, and I know you have many, many concerns. Let's kick off with your primary concern and go from there, and we'll just let it morph. Unless, John, have you guys spoke? I mean, you guys figured out the order of operation here?
Yeah, let me begin, and then John will take over with some viewpoints. I did want to mention, first of all, the fact that when Stephen landed in Barcelona, he emailed me, and he clearly he was in a state of mass confusion to see literally thousands of people marching in the street in Barcelona,
sure,
which is just a major city in Catalonia. And I wanted to mention this to segue into the issue and the situation, of course, involving Las Vegas. But I wanted to point that what is going on in Catalonia does have a definite meaning to us in this respect, because we ask ourselves, what does it mean to be an American, to be a citizen of this nation, or to be a citizen of any nation, for that matter? And you look to those factors that have much to do with an individual's identity with a particular country. Now, with Catalonia, or Catalonia, depending on the correct translation or the pronunciation, I'm not sure, but in any event, they have a culture and a history that is unique, distinct from that of the rest of Spain. And they have their own language. And when we consider our own country, we point to the fact that we have a shared history. We have a set of core values. We have a specific language. And we have a particular culture. Now, all those are going by the board. And I think that there is a definite attempt by secretive elements, both in this country and outside it, who wish to basically fracture the very concept of the nation state. You know, in the EU, the nations are losing more and more power to that of the European Commission, to the European Parliament, to the European Court. And the people have very, very little to say, virtually none. So even now, those that are specialists in the field of European Union politics and policy would say that they're a federation of independent states. But they're really a totalitarianism that is pervading all of Europe and is going to translate over to us. We talked about the TPP, and we have the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership as well. And apparently there are things going on behind the scenes, and I don't know to what extent Trump is privy to all of this, to tie us into the European Union. Now, if we do that, then our Constitution is going to have to be amended. And the first thing that will go is the Bill of Rights. Certainly the concept of a Bill of Rights as a body of assertions of natural rights and liberties that pre-existed the country and exist in the individual. All right. So in order to maintain our country, we have to maintain our Bill of Rights, and that means maintaining the Second Amendment. Now, we have Las Vegas, and it was a horrible tragedy, no doubt about it. 59 people were murdered. Many of those might have been trampled to death. Obviously, the lunatic that carried the South knew what he was doing. But there is no rational explanation for a rational act. So what do the politicians ask for? The Democrats, they're saying, through a knee
I'm on the radio show right now.
Yeah, a knee-jerk reaction, they're saying, oh, well, we need more common sense gun laws, background checks. And by the way, since this guy used a sporting rifle, at least in part, with a high-powered cartridge, we got to get rid of those too. What I wanted to do is actually put the incident that occurred in context, because we constantly think that, well, look, we have these mass shootings, they're horrible, but actually they still involve a very minuscule number of instances of mayhem in this country. And I wanted to point to, I was looking at some law review articles. I was looking at the Quest study. Do we have a few more minutes?
You got 2 minutes and 27 seconds.
Okay. So let me see here. Let me get this. I can find this. Okay, it's not there. Yeah. All right. So we look at the number of people that actually use firearms to defend themselves. This is referred to as a DGU, defensive gun use.
Yep.
And the 1993 Kleckert study said that 2.55 million people use a firearm for protection against criminals each year. Now, if that statistic is true, and you're going to compare that to 59 individuals who died, and Democrats are saying, well, if we just get rid of a few more firearms and have a few more background checks, and maybe get rid of all guns from the millions of law-abiding, rational people that have them, then everything will be fine. And obviously, that isn't so. And they're not concerned, obviously, about the protection of individuals. They're only interested in their own personal agenda and in moving that along. And that means, of course, doing away with the Second Amendment, de facto doing away of the Second Amendment. So they use any kind of violent act to support their position. And, of course, the mainstream media goes on and on and on ad nauseum to make the case for the legislators and the anti-gun groups and the internationalists. And that's where we're at right now. But I wanted to go into those statistics a little more in depth. We will do that.
Let me direct some people to some places to go check things out. What Roger does, you can find that at arbalistquarrel.com. And if you're going to New York, if you live in New York, if you want to go try a gun in New York, the only place to go is Seneca Sporting Range. And to set that up with John, you go to SenecaSportingRange.com. We'll be right back. My guest, Roger Katz, John DeLoca. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel and John DeLoca from the Seneca Sporting Range. Just for everybody sitting at home, the figure at $2.5 million that Roger just quoted before the break, that's 6,843 defensive gun uses per year on the high end. Which, I don't know if you know this, but the CDC in 2013 thought it might be as high as 3 million defensive gun uses. Did you know that? I forgot to mention that today.
That's probably an accurate figure.
point to the legal research that I'm taking a look at.
So you wanted to expand on that a little bit, and you want to talk about that.
Basically, I'm reading a paragraph, a call for a truce to the DGU, the defense gun use. If we factor in some of the probable over and under estimates affecting the National Crime Victimization Survey and the Collect GERTS 1993 survey, the widely divergent figures, according to one a group, would be like 50,000, 60,000 a year, which is still substantially more than any number of people that are murdered as a result of these mass shootings. At any rate, what this particular study says, the latest figures from the NCBS indicate 108,000 DGUs per annum. If this is adjusted for 50% underreporting due to not directly asking for DGUs, this increases to 260,000. But research by another group of statisticians, Cook and Ludwig, suggests that perhaps 60 to 42% of DGUs involve crimes not covered by the National Crime Victimization Survey.
Right.
Using the average of the Collect study, we're looking at probably close to 2 million. And as you say, it may even be higher because there's a lot of unreporting that goes on. So it could be closer to 3 million a year. Now, if that's true, why is it that we do not see those kind of reporting statistics in the mainstream media to indicate that, after all, yes, there are lunatics that take lives and there are criminals that take lives, but there are also the average law-abiding citizen of this country who defends him or herself with a firearm. And if we're talking about, even on an annual basis, at a low figure of 1.2 million, or likely 2 million or 3 million, how can you discount that? But they don't want to hear that. And the reason why, of course, is that there's a collection against guns, and also I think there's this desire again to insinuate this nation into a European Union type of structure down the road. And I don't know, John, do you want to offer your sentiments and views as a holder of an FFL?
Yeah, I would like to talk my views, but all over the world there are firearms, Roger. You got to remember, if God forbid, you're talking about 59 people losing their lives and other hundreds and hundreds injured. What I'm saying is, indirectly, is there something in the water in America? I'm just joking, of course. God forbid. I mean, why in America are we having these mass shootings all over again? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I, myself, being a gun dealer, have feelings. I have to feel my friends from the church, and we're praying. My friends are praying, and I'm praying for all the families and the people that linked to the people that were killed, and those families of those family and friends, so on and so forth. Hundreds and thousands of people are being, families are being torn apart. You know, why? Just one question. Bill, this is a question, that if we can track an individual, a terrorist, that goes into Home Depot
right.
and buys all these components that make a bomb, and they go to his house and they literally arrest him, or they arrest him on the spot at Home Depot because he's buying these components, how did this individual have 26 guns, and he went off track and went out of his room, and Bill, you follow, or Roger, it's
yeah.
a normal procedure, and stockpile the same caliber by the same amount of ammunition over and over again, and the same different guns but the same caliber, and the BATF doesn't document that?
I mean, you want to know how that happens?
Yeah, how did that happen? How did he fall between the cracks?
Well, I mean, he didn't fall between the cracks in Nevada. Nevada is the home of SHOT Show. Nevada is, there are a lot of gun people out in Nevada. You can, there's open carry allowed. Concealed carry is there as well. Having a lot of ammunition for...
Bill, that's a different issue. I'm talking, listen, if Bill Frady goes out and buys the same AR-50, the same caliber over and over again within the last year and buys stockpiles ammunition, obviously he was planning this massacre. Well, you don't need... 26 guns of the same caliber.
Yeah, you know let me jump in. John, we had talked about this before. Basically, you're talking about some sort of algorithm that the government should use, and that's ridiculous. There are individuals, some of them might call themselves survivalists, whatever. The point is that they want to have 20, 30 firearms. We know that.
All the same caliber? Oh, what about that thing that Bill, what is that thing called that makes it fully automatic?
I forgot. Well, it's a bump fire stock, and you don't have to, I mean, with a bump fire, bump firing a semi-automatic rifle is a very easy thing without the bump fire stock. The bump fire stock is just something you can shoulder. I can take my AR-15 and hold it at my hip and stick my finger in the trigger guard and start pulling forward on the handguard. And it's going to bounce. It's going to use it in. It's going to use the force of the weapon in the recoil to bounce on the trigger. And it's going to sound like I'm running it at full automatic, except I'm not.
So you don't need a butt fire stock to make it go fully automatic, you're saying?
Nope. Well, fully automatic is 800 rounds per minute for the M4 platform. This is firing at about 420 rounds per minute. It is fast, but it is not fully automatic.
And the BATF has mentioned. Has actually ruled that this thing is not an automatic. It doesn't convert.
It's a weapon accessory. It's just a part. It's just
that's
a part.
Right. I'm not arguing with you. I'm debating with you the fact that if an individual could go into Home Depot and buy all the components to make a bomb, and before he walks out the door, breaks the plane of the door, he's arrested. But yet this guy can break rank.
Hold it there. We will get into that in the next segment. We're about to come up on the break. SenecaSportingRange.com, ArbalistQuarrel.com, that's where you find Roger Katz. SenecaSportingRange.com, that's where you'll find John DeLoca and the stuff he does. We're going to go into the algorithm discussion, which I haven't had that in a while. I'm glad you brought it up, John. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, John DeLoca from Seneca Sporting Range. The question before the break was, why wouldn't it trip some sort of a alarm switch, trigger something, if somebody's out there buying X amount of firearms? Everywhere except New York State, New Jersey, and probably in New York State, because I know outside of New York City, New York City is actually a pretty big gun state. It's not uncommon for people to own hundreds of firearms. Hundreds.
Right, Bill, but my question is this. Let's say, Raja, how many guns or rifles do you have of the same caliber?
Well, whatever the number that I have, John, it should not make any difference.
Why is that germane? Okay, Bill, just out of curiosity.
My question is, Bill, how many rifles do you have of the same caliber?
Four.
Okay. Now, if Bill Frady went out on a buying spree, you hit the lottery and you turn around and say, I'm going to buy a massive gun collection.
Right.
Would you buy them all of the same caliber? Would you stockpile all the same caliber? Between that year's time to now and the incident happened with these poor people that are injured and maimed and killed.
The desire on the part of an individual to purchase half a dozen, a dozen, 60, or 100 weapons, whether of the same caliber or not, what difference does it make? The fact of the matter is that we live in a free society. This is not a minority report type of situation where
right. The
government should put in an algorithm and figure that, well, gee, this maybe the intensity of the controls are stockpiling, and it appears more firearms they need. This is a typical type of anti-gun pronouncement, too, that is often made. How many guns does a person need? Well, I've got one, or two, or three. And another person has 50. Who needs 50 weapons? He must be mentally ill. And that raises a real red herring, because in the last show, last week, I talked about the two major pieces of legislation, the National Firearms Act of 34 and the Gun Control Act of 1968. And the NFA basically directed to taxing weapons that were used primarily by the mob, by criminal gangs, machine guns, firearm suppressors, short barrel shotguns and rifles, destructive devices, and other similar weapons defined in the Act. Then there was the Gun Control Act of 68. And the purpose there was to keep firearms out of the hands of those not legally entitled to possess them. And, but what does that mean? Well, there were several categories that were issued in the Gun Control Act. And
in 1968, but they didn't renew that.
Well, let's get back to the question about all the guns. One thing that I've noticed about these spree shooters is that they are not the typical gun kind of guy. If I was going out on in one of these very dire circumstances and I'm going out the door, I'm taking one rifle and one pistol because that's all I can manage. And for some of these, James Holmes in Aurora, he had four weapons. Elliot Rogers in California, he had three handguns and 41 magazines. Adam Lanza, he had a long gun that he took, two handguns, and a shotgun that he left in the trunk. All of these guys, all of these big spree shooter type guys, they always show up with a lot of weapons. And I take that as a sign that they don't know what they're doing. And in the case of this guy, they're saying he had 23 weapons in the room, but from the looks of things, he only used two. And why you would take? Why would you lug 23? I mean, John, every day you have to pull every gun out of the case and stick it in a safe somewhere? I mean, would you want to carry that many around with you?
I think he used two, but he carried 23.
He had 23 in the room. I just think it's just the fact that he was not a combatant. A combatant is going to try to travel light, and he was not traveling light by any stretch of the. And I don't know why. I have no idea why he would do that. At the most, I might go a three-gun configuration with shotgun, rifle, handgun. And then I'm carrying as much ammunition as I can and maybe some Gatorade and some Twinkies. But that's about it. I'm not taking any more than that kind of stuff. And I find it interesting that all of these spree shooters that don't know that much about guns except how to put them into operation, they kill a bunch of people, show up with literally a bag of guns.
Mm-hmm.
And, it doesn't take a bag of guns to do it.
Yeah. No, I know that. I know that. He didn't know what he was doing. He just overloaded, overwhelmed, overspent, over ammunition, and went berserk. I don't know. I don't know what was in his mind, but he was a millionaire. He could have helped so many people around the world, starving. In America, people are hardly homeless, hungry, and instead of helping people with his money,
but he didn't. But going back to the main issue, the fact is, and at least some of these liberal broadcast networks have admitted as much, that under our present laws, laws that the Democrats elect to pass, there's no way that this individual would have been prevented. The Gun Control Act does talk about those that are mentally ill, but in the sense that they've been committed to a mental institution, or they've been adjudicated as a mental defective. And then you've got BATF that attempted through their own administrative rulemaking to get a handle on what that would be in order to disqualify people from possessing a firearm. In this case, nothing could be done. See, that's the thing. The public seems to think that you can't stop something like this. And the fact of the matter is, you really can't. And the only way that you could conceivably do it would be so reprehensible to people that live in a free society. For example, if you're living in Singapore, very, very low crime rate, very a few homicides, certainly was done, if any. But it's a very repressive society. We want to live in a society like that. And even if we do, we probably wouldn't even have the security, because basically what the politicians want in this country is to take away firearms from the vast majority of us who are grasped law-abiding average individuals who perhaps 1 million, 2 million, maybe 3 million instances a year are protecting themselves with a gun. But again, these people that are against any civilian having a firearm will simply look at the occasional lunatic and figure that, well, we can't deal with that, so we'll just take away the firearm from 100 million other people. And it's draconian. It's like looking at the lowest common denominator, our criminal population, and then, which they're not going to be able to control anyway, and then attempting to suppress the rights of those that are never presenting a problem.
Let me get you all right there. We're going into the break.
Sure.
SenecaSportingRange.com. That's where you can find Mr. DeLoca and everything that he does. ArbalistQuarrel.com is where you can find Roger, in addition to Amaland.com, where he's a featured writer with his partner, who is currently fighting the Catalonian Revolution alone, I guess. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. A little tidbit for you. If you hear some of the Democrats out there saying, no, nobody does, has it like the United States and the developed world for this kind of shooting. If you're going to look at that, if you're looking at industrialized countries, look at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. There they have 34 countries in the OECD. Out of those, we come in fifth behind Chile, Russia, Mexico, and Brazil leading the pack. The average per 100,000 in that 34-nation group is 4.1. The United States is trending a little bit higher than that at 4.6. Brazil is at 25.5. So whenever the Democrats are out there saying, well, you know, it only happens here. Well, no, it actually happens in all 34 of these nations. We're not quite on the top of the totem pole. We may be on the totem pole, but that's just because, you know, we are. My guest this hour, Roger Katz from Marvelous Quarrels, John DeLoca from Seneca Shooting Range. I just wanted to give out that little tidbit just for the ninjas.
Still
out
an
there.
Interesting statistic. Definitely.
Yeah. Very interesting statistics that we're number five, but we have to come to a happy medium. What I'm trying to say, Bill and Roger, is whether it's some type of restriction or number of stockpiling guns and ammunition, we need to bend also. We need to be very important to bend and be flexible. You know, we have to come to some type of understanding. Everywhere across the nation, all these people going, donating blood and helping these people under these circumstances and donating, that's important. That's important. But we need to come together, all of us, the gun people, the anti-gun people, and the government, to come to the right answer, the right conclusion.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Let's look at this and compare this to Nice, where they used a truck and killed 80 people. Okay? How do you come to a consensus on that? What we're talking about is a mindset. The tool, you know, in this case, it was a gun. That time, it was a truck. 9/11, it was jetliners. We're talking about trying to fight a mindset, which is virtually impossible. Us getting out there and giving any ground on gun control today, to me, makes completely no sense, because none of the things they talk about, None of the things on their big list of things that they want, universal background checks. They want to put people on the no-fly list, they can't buy guns. If you're on the terrorist watch list, you can't buy guns. All of that stuff, none of that stuff would do anything to address what has happened recently. It wouldn't have stopped Adam Lanza. It wouldn't have stopped Elliot Rogers. It wouldn't have stopped James Holmes. It wouldn't have stopped this cat. It wouldn't have stopped any of them. So if they want to stop crime, if they want to stop gun crime, they could start in places like, 51% of the murders, John, happen in 2% of the counties of the United States. And that's all gang-related activity. If they want to make a big chunk out of something, they should go attack that because they're in very concentrated areas. They know exactly where they are, and they could go and actually fight it. And the reason they don't is that so that we will think that, well, we need to come to a consensus discussion and bend and be flexible.
Well, really, the key, where is that? Is that in Chicago? Is that what you're talking about, Chicago?
Well, Chicago, Baltimore, Pickett, 2% of the counties in the United States account for 51% of the murders.
Probably L.A., too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that. And even in those counties where this is happening, like in L.A., for example, there's one.
But it's all gang-related?
Well, it's all gang-related, but in certain blocks, they'll have, in certain instances, up to 41 murders unsolved in a per square mile. And then further down the street, in other parts of the county, they will have no homicides or one.
Right.
So we know exactly where it's at. Right, we have law enforcement. We could go do something about it, but
they're not doing it.
And they're not doing it. Plus, we have the Ferguson effect going on, and all these other things. And really, truly, at the end of the day, my theory is they don't want to do anything about it,
right,
because in order to get to things like single payer, going to single payer health care scares me, because then all of us could become Charlie Gard, that little baby that they just decided was going to die over in Britain. His parents didn't need it. They had $1.6 million. They could have done anything they wanted to. And they said, no, we own him. And then that's another thing they want. And the only way to make that happen, the only way to make it happen and get it all the way in there and push it to the nth degree is to disarm us. Because that while everybody sits back there and says, well, you can't fight the military, they've got tanks and they've got helicopters and all this other stuff, 3/4 of the military would desert and join us.
Yeah,
they would desert and join us. Law enforcement is not going to help them. So, I mean, they've thrown law enforcement. And plus, here's the other thing. Here's the a really interesting thing for everybody to think about. On the one hand, they're telling us that the cops are racists. And now they're telling us the only people that should have guns are cops. So, Black Lives Matter, you guys have been thrown under the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So, this is all just... No, I'm not going any further. I've already been over far enough to be a yoga master, so I'm going as far as I can go.
Well, the police are still part of the government. That's the... So, whatever racism exists, that could be controlled. And the criminals, they're not interested in. Obviously, what is at stake here is concern over the average law-abiding, rational American citizen. That's the thing that these internationalists, these Democrats, can't stomach. And so they will take any incident to be used to their advantage. And as I said, basically there's two prongs to what they want to do to basically destroy the Second Amendment. One of those, of course, is to place more and more firearms in the category of assault weapons, or maybe they'll come up with another term. But basically they'll say, well, no one needs these. And the other is simply to enlarge the categories of those individuals who are not permitted to possess a firearm. And this was a part of the Gun Control Act that basically said if you're an illegal immigrant, if you're dishonorably discharged, if you're mentally defective, any of those. And, of course, in this instance, what they're going to be doing is attacking this issue of mentally ill. And I was looking at a law review article, a smoking gun for firearms restrictions.
And this is interesting. I read, as a preliminary matter, the term mentally ill encompasses a very broad range of cognitive behaviors and affects a very large portion of society. It's estimated that 1 in 4 American adults experience mental illness in a given year, and that 1 in 17 adults live with a serious mental illness such as schizophrenia, major depression, or bipolar disorder. The U.S. Center for Disease Control, CDC, which is the National Public Health Institute under the Department of Health and Human Services, defines mental illness as collectively all diagnosable, if I should pronounce that right, mental disorders, which are health conditions that are characterized by alterations in thinking, mood, or behavior. So it could be anywhere from 8% to 45%. Of course,
Let me get you to hold right there because we're going to run out of time, and I want to make a suggestion just because the conversation is going so well. Why don't we are both of you guys free tomorrow night, same hour?
I will be free, yes.
John?
I'll be there, Bill, if you'd like.
Let's reconvene tomorrow and carry this on simply because I like turning over all these rocks. But, you know, no offense, John. Right now in the world today, I can be in Pennsylvania and be a regular law-abiding Joe and have a gun and carry it. And if I cross over into New Jersey, even though
you're
they speak the
law,
same...
It's
East Germany. It's just like East Germany. If I have a bullet, if I have a hollow point round, it's like East Germany. So, no, I'm...
1 year for every hollow point that you have. If you have 10, you get 10 years in jail.
Yeah, so, I mean, am I ready to have a consensus? Yeah, I have a consensus already. We know certain data like concealed carriers are more law-abiding in most cases than police officers. So carrying guns and paying attention to the law is a good thing, and we have demonstrated that. We've demonstrated that all over the United States. And this cat, there's more to this, and we'll know more about this tomorrow, I'm sure. But that's why I want to reconvene, because there'll be some more rocks uncovered. John DeLoca, shooting Seneca Shooting Range .com and Roger Katz, ArbalistQuarrel.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thanks for joining me. Bye. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.